Ezra, the prescribe, reads the law to the men, women, and to the children who could understand, and they wept as they listened. Perhaps they were afraid that they could not obey the law. Then His Excellency Nehemiah tells the people not to be sad or to weep, because this day is holy to the Lord, their God. Instead, they should eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks and share with those who have nothing prepared. The people were to find their strength by rejoicing together in the Lord. Paul told the Corinthians that together we make up the body of Christ. If one of us suffers or hurts, the entire body suffers or hurts. Yes, we who are Christ's body today will find our strength by rejoicing in the Lord. Christ came to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. This is a challenge for us most certainly, but it is a challenge we can surely handle. When we think of all the ways God has been generous with us, bringing us family, our education, talents, friendships, good times, we rejoice and find strength to carry on. When we are facing difficulties or a trial of any kind, we can remember that we are all members of Christ's body. We are not and never are alone. When we rejoice and find our strength in knowing Christ is always with us, we can move forward and do what Christ asks of us, His brothers and sisters. We are not able to bring sight to the blind, or set prisoners free, or bring joy to the poor in the way that Jesus did. But we can do it in our own way and in our own time. It is truly amazing how a smile or kind words can make a difference in someone's life. Volunteering with organizations, school or parish organizations, food pantries, youth ministry, neighbors, and various charities, we can actually bring joy and as well as hope to others, for we are working side by side with the Lord. The Spirit that came upon Jesus and upon His disciples is with us too. My brothers and sisters, with this Spirit and with the example of our brother Jesus Christ, let us bring joy to others. In this Eucharist, let us be grateful for all that we have been so generously given through the hands of God, and then be willing to share our blessings lovingly, generously, bringing glad tidings to those in need for their good and for the good of the world, giving glory to God and abounding in good works. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.